Ukraine security issue.
The United Nations will send a team to the site of mass graves in Izum, Kharkiv region, which were found after the city was liberated from Russian occupation last week. It could be a special team that investigates war crimes. Currently, the team's assignment is not revealed. According to Oleg Kotenko, commissioner for missing persons, Izum might exceed the Bucha tragedy by the number of people killed by the Russians. On Saturday, the exhumation of bodies from mass graves was still underway in Izum, with at least 450 bodies already found, many of them with the hands tied behind the back. The Russians had done the same in the Kyiv region, where their atrocities were exposed after its liberation. In a video message, President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterated his appeal to the world to recognize Russia as a terrorist state.
Чергове масове поховання убитих людей, дітей і дорослих, цивільних і військових, закатованих, розстріляних, убитих обстрілом та поховані навіть цілі родини.
Now we see yet another fact of mass burial of children and adults, civilians and military. They were tortured and killed by shelling. Even whole families are buried there. Mother, father, daughter. More than 400 bodies. We still don't know exactly how many bodies there are. The exhumation has only just begun. Today there is evidence of further atrocities committed during the Russian occupation. The body of a person who was strangled and buried with a rope around his neck was found. Bodies with broken arms with other signs of abuse. Mass graves of killed soldiers. The investigators found 17 bodies, some with obvious traces of torture. Today I am addressing everyone in America and Europe, politicians and societies, the United Nations and all international organizations, the leaders of states and every ordinary person who values life. Russia must be recognized as a sponsor of terrorism, otherwise its terror cannot be stopped, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Residents of Izum are sure that there are also civilians who died from cold and hunger among those found in the mass grave. Rita Tkachenko, 26-year-old, is a mother of three. Her youngest daughter Sofia was only 3 months old when the Russian army came to Izum. The child spent most of her life in the basement. A pediatrician has never examined her and she is not vaccinated. She survived only thanks to her mother's milk. Rita remembers how hungry herself she tried to save her older children. I didn't eat anything either. I had to feed her. I took a sip of water a day, and that was it. Then I blacked out. We survived thanks to Ukrainian honey. We had a teaspoonful per day. The children just sat and sucked on it, said Rita. Her husband Mykola says that Izum was littered with dead bodies. The occupiers loaded them on trucks and took them somewhere, and those who died at home were buried in their own yards or near their apartment buildings. The Russians did not allow any burials at the cemetery. It was in late May when the Russian soldiers ordered to dig up the bodies and reburied them. They collected dead bodies here on the bridge, under the bridge and near the bridge and took them away, said Mykola. 40 investigators, 10 forensic laboratories and equipment are working in Izum after the deoccupation of the city. According to National Police Chief Ihor Klimenko, Ukrainian investigators have found 10 torture chambers in the liberated cities where citizens of Ukraine and other countries were tortured.
Дві катівні на території міста Балаклія, одна катівня в село Гракова Чугуївського району і катівня.
They have found two torture chambers in the city of Balaklia, one in the village of Grakova and one in the city of Vovchansk. We know for sure that people were tortured there. We already have the personal data of those who were tortured to death. Now we are identifying the tortured and the torturers. There were 7 Sri Lankan citizens in Vovchansk who were students of the Kupiansk Medical College. The occupiers detained and tortured them. We investigate each war crime committed by the Russian military together with the security service and the prosecutor's general's office, said Ihor Klimenko. In the recently liberated town of Kupiansk, Kharkiv region, investigators have also found an illegal prison where the Russians kept and abused local residents who refused to cooperate with them. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said in its update on Saturday that mass burials and Russian torture chambers in the liberated cities of the Kharkiv region testify to the fact that the Russians commit war crimes in all the occupied territories. Oleksiy Nehubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported that on September 17th, the Russian occupiers launched a missile attack on the city of Chuhuyo. As a result of the strike, an 11-year-old girl was lethally wounded. According to the Prosecutor General's office, 389 Ukrainian children have died since Russia invaded this country on February 24th, and at least 756 have sustained injuries. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, commented on Vladimir Putin's words about Ukraine's reluctance to negotiations and its desire to win on the battlefield. He said that if Russian President Vladimir Putin really wanted to end the war in Ukraine, he could withdraw his troops with one phone call. According to Podolyak, it's pointless to look for logic or understanding of the real situation in the Russian dictator's words.
Ты вошел на территорию суверенного государства, немотивированно. Ты создал там криминальные анклавы. Используя эти анклавы, ты в течение...
You entered the territory of a sovereign state. You created criminal enclaves there. Using these enclaves, you spent 8 years whipping up hysteria in your country to justify a larger invasion. You invaded Ukraine and every day you destroy civilian infrastructure with cruise missiles as brutally as possible. 23,000 objects have been destroyed or affected in one way or another. You show Bucha, Mariupol and Izum where your army committed abominable war crimes. And then you say with contempt, we want to end this conflict? Conflict? You mean you bombard and kill us and then you say, let's pretend this never happened? You say, you don't want to negotiate and we are ready. That's what he wants it to look like. Of course, this is all a galaxy away from reality, said Mykhailo Podolyak.